Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It's our regular meeting scheduled on Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023, at 7 p.m. Apologize at the outset that we are starting the meeting at approximately 7:14 p.m. Prior to this meeting, we had a conditional use hearing, and that hearing lasted literally until about 7:05, so we took a short recess to reassemble, before we reassembled. So, thank you for your indulgence if you're here for the meeting. I will now call this meeting to order. At this time, I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll?
Certainly. Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Nutch.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
Five present.
All right, seeing as all members of the board are present, quorum is established. The next item on our agenda is visitor or public comment. Just some normal housekeeping. Number one, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes, both written minutes and audio minutes. So anyone coming to the podium, please state your name. This is for public comment. Please state your first name and last name and address. Public comment is for residents, which is why you have to state your name and your address. We ask that folks keep their comments fairly concise, to the point, so we offer about 3 minutes. If you get about to the 3 minute mark and you're not wrapping up, I'll just gently nudge you to wrap up. So that we can get to other people who wish to speak and the business on the agenda. If you're not speaking during public comment and you're someone that's speaking on behalf of an agenda item, we obviously ask that you also identify yourself. We don't necessarily need your address, but we do need you to identify yourself. And we ask that everybody do their best to make sure that only one person is speaking at a time so our stenographer can clearly identify who is speaking and what they're saying. And of course, for the audio minutes, it's really important that we try to keep one person speaking at a time. And the other rule is, like, we only speak from the podium. So sometimes people in the crowd can get excited about an issue or they want to make a point, but we need you to come to the podium so that everyone in the room can clearly hear what's being said. But that's for the benefit of everybody. So with that, I don't think there are any other house rules. We will open up visitor public comment. There's two visitor public comment sessions, one now, and those for those folks that are truly supervisor super fans. You can wait till the end of the meeting if you really choose and make your public comment. But with that, we'll open the floor to the public. Anyone wishing to come forward, this is the time. Just make sure the microphone is pushed on when you come up to it.
Hi, Rich Campbell, 3900 Road, Hershey, Pennsylvania. I got two issues that I'd like to discuss tonight. One, I sat through this latest hearing, and it seems like there's a smoke screen going on about what is the true purpose of this building, this apartment complex. Is the Hershey Trust getting into real estate business? They just tore down one of the old school units and built a apartment complex for employees. The length of stay is a question I had, and I was told it could be up to 2 years. When I go apply for a job, I'm not being subsidized for up to 2 years, and I'm just concerned of what is this really going to be for. Most of the students that come to this and apply are at the age of an average 5 to 6 years of age. I think over the hill here, there was a facility built, was utilized for that purpose, of having a place for the family to come stay, and that's part of their campus. Why are we extending the campus in the downtown section where traffic already is a problem. Secondly, why aren't they utilizing some of their older buildings, the old brick buildings, called the ones that are sitting all around the community? Why couldn't they refurbish those instead of, you know, just letting them sit there idle? I think there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. What is the true purpose? And I was just talking with one of the architect, and I tried to ask Mr. Gall a question. Of course, he never wants to talk. I'm just concerned, are they getting into the residential business and use an excuse for recruitment or whatever? It just doesn't seem right, particularly that part of town. And secondly, I think it's time we go back again and start visiting the entertainment tax here at Hershey. With the people in this community having to put up with their Hershey resorts and entertainment, I think we should be compensated for some of the things that we have to live through. I think 85 cents on a $300 ticket is not what I would consider equitable for the people that have to live in this town. The expenses, the sewage, the infrastructure, the use of our police, I just read on the police log, all the arrests that were made on the last concert was in town. That's our taxpayers' money. So I think we got to really take a look at revisiting that. The taxes are going up. School prices are going up. It looks like the state's not going to be giving out as much money as we hope for the Perry Township School District. So I think we've got to ask them, since they're an occupant of our town, that they start paying their fair share. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gamble.
My name is Connie Wrights, 539 Sand Hill Road. And the reason I'm here tonight is I wanted to bring up the issue of the additional fees that are being charged to folks who attend the aquasize classes at the rec center. All other classes are included as part of the membership, and we've asked the question since the center reopened with varying answers that really don't make sense, such as the pool costs a lot to maintain. While I do understand that, pools do, but why are the only folks who are being asked to help offset those additional costs the people who are attending the aquasize classes? Folks who swim laps don't pay extra money. Folks who come in and just walk in the pool don't pay extra money. And the reason most of us take those classes are because of issues such as joints or health issues that preclude them from taking a Zumba class in the fitness room or using the facilities. So we'd really like to have somebody seriously look at that, and I honestly feel like we're being discriminated against because we can only exercise in a pool or water where we have reduced, you know, things on our joints, or maybe somebody's got health problems such as heart and that sort of thing. And why are we being asked to pay more money to do something that...
We have, so I don't want to get into, I do want Mr. Jackson to address this. I don't want to, we can't put him in the spot. I have a question, go from back and forth,
right,
question and answer. But both Mr. Corrado and I have heard concerns from folks.
Well, I know, and that's why I came tonight. I know that we put a petition together. I know that you've received information. There's, you know, we've looked at other places that, have pools and no one charges additional money. And I'll be honest, I am not a member right now simply because it doesn't pay me to buy a membership when I have to pay more money to come anyway.
Let me ask Mr. Jackson if he can address that, because we are looking at that issue.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our first meeting of the month was canceled,
right,
because of vacations, etc. So we didn't have a chance to sit down with Mr. Jackson before, but we have conveyed in the concerns of the folks taking this class. And so I'm just, normally I would just address this, but I think since He is here. He can talk to this issue. You guys deserve an answer, certainly, and we'll see where we go from here. But Zach, would you mind just addressing that?
I have a comment too. I'd like to on the same.
Do you mind if he just goes first, and then, or do you want to?
Maybe
I can answer
both of us at the same time.
Okay. You have this. Why don't you come forward then and identify yourself, and then put your concern in the record.
Yes. My name is Cynthia Stager. I live at 196 Crescent Drive in Hershey, and I am a member at the rec center. I had occasion to talk to someone regarding this $5 fee just last week. The person didn't identify themselves and say their name, so I didn't know really who I was talking to at the time. I asked why the rec center was paying Zumba teachers and not collecting fees from the Zumba participants. And he explained that it's because when the rec center was being built, a person involved in its development had suggested that the swim class be charged a fee to help defray the cost of the pool, which has been brought up. I realize I don't have all the facts, and this gentleman didn't certainly have time to give me all the facts about how this fee came about. But I don't understand, and I tried to ask him why the rec center isn't considered a whole. I own my house, I have a limited fixed income, my refrigerator costs money, my washer and dryer costs money. I'm not going to give up one of those because you can't give up a pool in a rec center. Come on. Think about the whole and what you're paying and how you're paying it and how you're... So I felt like I didn't get a satisfactory reply. Then he offered me the opportunity that there were a large variety of exercise opportunities that I could participate in if I didn't want to pay that $5 fee. And I said, look at me. I'm older. I'm using a cane. My doctor gave me a prescription to use the aqua fitness classes to maintain my muscle strength until I have both my knees replaced. So I felt like he didn't look at me as an individual, and he didn't take into consideration the health needs of people that may take those classes. This was important to me. Our discussion at that point returned to the $5 fee, and I said, well, that's $40 a month, and that may present a hardship for some people that are on a fixed income. And he suggested that if we did not charge a fee for the aqua fitness classes, the pool would be overrun with people. My gosh, that's kind of an interesting statement. $40 a month over a year is over $400. I pay $400 for an over 65 membership, paying over $400 for classes plus my $400 for membership is simply too much. Essentially, I'm buying two memberships. When people that are doing Zumba and people that are working in the treadmill and those areas are only paying one membership fee. To close, I started to think about, did the rec center have, and do people hold at their center, the mission statement for the rec center? So I looked up the mission statement, and they do have one from the facility rules of 2023. And I think that this should be held center to all things when people are discussing ways to go about the rec center. Our mission is to bring many amenities and activities under one roof to help connect and strengthen our community, regardless of age, interests, and ability levels. And I might add that Milton Hershey believe recreation is vital to our lives as housing and utilities. And I would like to see the $5 fee removed.
Thank you for your comments.
Now, I'll stay.
Yeah, you're welcome to sit there while Zach. You don't have to stand for that. You can relax. Zach, do you just want to kind of go through the thought process?
Sure, and you covered some of it. As you all know, we hired a consultant as part of all the build up to the community center, and they offered their fee recommendations. As part of their recommendation was us to offer a nominal fee for aquatic classes, just because of how expensive they are to construct, maintain, and staff. So that $5 fee that we offer, that we charge, obviously does not come anywhere close to covering those costs, but it does help us recoup some of that. In terms of what you said about the pool being overrun, what we're talking about there, we have 32 fitness classes that are included in the membership that we offer per week. So we have 5,000 members, which right now, some of them are getting to the point where they're getting pretty full. We haven't had to have the occasion to turn anybody away. But we only, based on our pool usage, we can only offer 6 aquasize classes a week. So if we open the floodgates for those 6 classes to those 5,000 members, that's what we're talking about. I think we're going to create more issues than we're going to be solving. So that's our theory there. Obviously, the recommendation that was given to us by our consultant, and then also spreading those amount of members into that amount of classes per week, I think is going to cause
problems. Are the people, so we're not going to do a question and answer, but I'm allowed to, okay? And this doesn't have to be the final word on it, but I just want to agree. Are other folks using this swimming pool for whatever purpose? Do they pay a fee differently than a membership fee to use that pool space?
Now, there are other classes like swim lessons, which are an additional fee. So there's a lot of programs that are certainly additional fees, whether that be a soccer program, or there are some fitness-based classes that aren't included in those 32 classes that are additional fees. Same with swim lessons and a variety of other classes.
But for the swimming pool, because as I understand,
but if somebody's coming in just to swim laps, no, that's included in your membership. Same with water walking. We do also have exercise, like we do have the equipment, so there are dumbbells. So there are people that will come in and essentially do their own aquaside routine. It doesn't have an instructor instructing the class.
Okay.
I had a question too. So residents that would want to come in and just take the aquaside class, they can do that without a membership.
Correct.
They're just paying a fee.
They're just paying a drop-in daily fee.
And so it's kind of like all the other programs that are going on at the Rec Center.
Same for those 32 fitness classes.
Or other.
Same with those. If somebody just wants to come in for a yoga class or a Pilates class, you can just pay a drop-in fee if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that same option is available for the Aquaside.
And they don't have to be a member, so they don't have
Correct.
To pay the membership. They can just come in and just take the Aquaside class.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so let us have a chance to kind of, it was the first time we've actually, as a board, heard the explanation, so because we have heard some of your concerns in the past from others, let us kind of huddle with Zach and make sure we kind of just test all of the points that he was making and that we're comfortable with that. And I guess at the end of the day, we have the authority to overrule that and change it, but it wouldn't be fair to him to do that tonight without us really sitting down and looking at it. We are cognizant of the fact that the pool spaces, that's the most expensive space in the center for us to run. But if you were a member, it does make, the point that you made was one that occurred to me, that if you're a member, you're already paying. But again, I think I just need to be able to sit down, a couple of us with Zach, and kind of go through it more thoroughly. We kind of expected the first couple of years we might have bumps like this because we're basing a lot of what we do, the program that we provide, on basically a report from our consultant who was part of the whole development of the project. So I think everything here is well-intentioned, but I understand exactly what your point is, and it makes sense. So give us a chance to meet with Zach separately from tonight's meeting, and then I'm sure we have your contact information. We can get back to you and others in the aquasize class.
Can that be done in a way that misinformation doesn't get passed around? Can it be done
Yes.
in a way that you can have a meeting?
Maybe we can do something like that so there's not a whisper down the lane and you're not sure why we make whatever decision we make. I'm comfortable with that. So. Zach, I know you're comfortable with this, so we'll figure something out separately after the meeting tonight about when we can get together a core group. us to discuss it.
I realize that this is a very small thing in the scheme of things, but I do appreciate you listening to this. I mean, $400, $800.
It is a lot of money, so we appreciate that you came out tonight to talk to us about it. And we will continue, we'll try to get somewhere on this for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address the or provide public comment for tonight's meeting? Okay, seeing that no one is coming forward, we will close that this portion of this session of the visitor public comment. We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent calendar. There are a number of items under the consent calendar. There are six items under the consent calendar, all are on the agenda, so anybody with a copy of the agenda, you can see exactly what those items are. The board can approve all items on the consent calendar in one motion or take them separately. So at this time, I'll ask the board, we can entertain a motion at the board's pleasure.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent calendar, items A through F, as outlined in tonight's agenda.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff to approve all items under the consent calendar in one motion. A through F. That motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any discussion on these items? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. That will take us to new business. First item under new business is A. It's the consideration of adoption of Ordinance 2023-06, which amends Chapter 95, which deals with fireworks and pyrotechnics of the Code of Derry Township by removing the bonding requirements for pyrotechnics and further removing the annual permit exception for quarrying, blasting, or other industrial uses. Mr. Pemmering.
That subject line encapsulated exactly what the ordinance is doing. Excuse me. As you know, we recently adopted a fireworks ordinance, and we found that the bonding requirements for pyrotechnics was not typically done within the industry, within the state, or within the country. So we've rewritten that portion of the ordinance to remove that requirement, understanding that we are still collecting insurance and being named as also insured in that. Also, the ordinance in its language, which was adopted from state regulations, noted that we would be doing annual permits in quarrying for blasting and other industrial uses. I don't think the intention ever was that we were doing permitting for blasting, as the state does that on their own, so that portion is also removed from the ordinance. So quite simply, those are the modifications. Because this is falls under the general powers of the township, a separately scheduled public meeting is not necessary for the adoption of this ordinance.
So a question, Chuck, now I understand what we're doing. So what we're essentially saying as it relates to pyrotechnics is that we no longer require the bonding, but we will still require a certificate of insurance named the township as an additional insurance. So the protection for the township if something should go wrong and damage property is accounted for in that certificate of insurance.
That's correct.
And it does make sense. We should not be in the business of permitting blasting and other explosive devices when the state does that already. So that's not really within the bailiwick of township government. Does anybody have any questions for Chuck on the ordinance? This is, of course, you've had a hearing on the ordinance. This is now a vote for the ordinance. Any questions? Right. Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that Ordinance 2023-06 is adopted.
All right. Motion made by Mr. Zmuda to support the adoption of Ordinance number 2023-06. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any follow-up questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is the acknowledgement of years of service for township employees. And I think, Mr. Crispin, I might turn it over to you, or do you want me to read it?
You can read that.
All right. So, the Board of Supervisors would like to recognize the following employees for years of service at the township. First, at 5 years of service, we would like to recognize our Township Manager Christopher Crispin and Drew McCabe. At 10 years of service, we would like to recognize Valerie Wood. With 15 years of service, we would like to recognize Ryan Bell and Daniel Kelly. With 25 years of service, there's some great names on this list here. Janelle Stumpf, Tim Roach, Robert Devil, Greg Day, Eric Sally, and Jeff Kovich. Congratulations to everybody achieving 25 years. That's fantastic. And thank you for your longevity and service to the township. And oh my gosh, that's probably why he isn't here tonight. It's celebrating 35 years of service to the township. A gentleman who must have begun his service while he was still in middle school is our own police chief, Garth Warner. Certainly, congratulations to Chief Warner for his attainment of 35 years of service and really for 35 years of dedicated service and terrific work as our chief of police. So that's quite a list of folks. How about a round of applause for these guys? Bob, you'll have to make sure the chief reads my comments or listens to the comments on the audio minutes. All right, the next item on our agenda is, it's item C. It's the approval of resolution 2023-14. It's authorizing the sponsorship and submission of requests for funding for the 2023-2024 Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, the Township of Derry, being a contiguous community to East Hanover Township, the host community for the Hollywood Casino, is eligible to apply for funding through the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program. Organizations wishing to apply for funding must be sponsored by an eligible applicant as the co-applicant. The Township may choose to sponsor and prioritize organizations from the Township that wish to submit requests for funding derived from that local share revenue. At your July 25th meeting, applicants did present projects to the board for consideration and ranking, and we are recommending the following tonight, and it's included as part of Resolution 2023-14. The first priority for the funding round would be for the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company apparatus debt service at a total amount of $156,380. In the second position, the Township of Derry, the total request is $532,739. And that includes the HVAC project at the Hershey Public Library, traffic safety and drone unit vehicle for the police department, and a dump truck for public works. In the third position, we're recommending that the Derry Township Community Cats project, their shed project, at a cost of $4,571.74, be ranked third in that list. So following tonight's action by the board, if you so choose to approve this resolution, this would become part of the official application for each of these entities as they make application to Dauphin County, and that that is due, I believe, September 1st. That close business.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Crispin from the board? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion to approve Resolution 2023-14, authorizing the sponsorship and submission of requests for funding for the 2022-2023 Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made. Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is really very much related to this last item. It's the consideration of Resolution 2023-15, which establishes criteria for sponsorship of the Dauphin County Local Share Gaming Grant applications. Again, Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as you noted, this is related to your previous agenda item. Over the course of the last couple of years, the board has signaled that it's really desirous to set some formal criteria as it relates to how applications are received, processed, and ultimately ranked for consideration by Dauphin County for this local share gaming grant. So attached in your packet this evening is Resolution 2023-15, which I'm trying to get to. which includes draft criteria for your consideration tonight and would be established by adoption of this resolution. Those criteria do include that, number one, the first priority of projects shall be given to municipal and or municipal-related projects that enhance the health, safety, and welfare of the residents and businesses of the township of Derry. The second priority for ranking would include nonprofit 501c3 entities located within and serving only the residents of the township of Derry may be considered. The said nonprofit entity must demonstrate how its application for local share gaming funds reduces the overall tax burden of the township of Derry property owners. And lastly, the third criteria that you have made evident and clear over the last couple of years is that the Derry Township Board of Supervisors shall not consider any applications for local share gaming grant funds from for-profit organizations. So the resolution as it's written tonight is up for your consideration. Choose to adopt it. This is the criteria that will be set in place as we move forward each of the subsequent years for the local share gaming grant process.
All right, questions from Mr. Christman? I would just like to point out that the criteria that is listed in this resolution is criteria that we as a board communicated publicly last year during the grant process. It is consistent with the way most of the municipalities in Dauphin County handle these grants, and it is designed primarily to benefit the taxpayers in our community. So it's not that we recognize that many good folks presenting projects that are very worthy in nature for support from the community. Those programs aren't necessarily benefiting the taxpayers of the township. And that's what this board is trying to drive. So if you look at the projects we approved last year, we offered a little bit of leeway because it was the first time we sort of promoted these principles. This year we stuck to those criteria, and you can see from the projects we voted on, they all reflect this policy, and moving forward, we thought it made sense to adopt a resolution. Future boards could change the, could amend a resolution, change the criteria, but it's my understanding that all board members are solidly behind this resolution. So with that, I'm going to ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 23-15 establishing criteria for sponsorship of Dauphin County Local Share Gaming Grant applications.
All right, motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Knott. Are there any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion and adopting this resolution, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. The next item is E. It's the resolution of number. It's resolution number 2023-16, which authorizes the approval and execution of an agreement with PennDOT for the installation and maintenance of the improvements for the proposed Bachmanville Road roundabout, together with the necessary deeds of dedication, the drainage easements, the temporary construction easements, and all other documents and/or agreements deemed necessary for the Bachmanville Road roundabout project in accordance with the highway occupancy permit application numbers 270225 and 297724. I'm going to defer to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong, on this motion on this item.
Sure. As the board recalls, you actually already
You previously authorized and approved an agreement with the Milk Hershey School for the roundabout improvements and highway occupancy permit application associated with Bachman Mill Grove roundabout. And you also previously approved, by way of motion, an agreement for maintenance of roundabout and lighting improvements with PennDOT. Since that point in time, PennDOT, to my understanding, PennDOT has reached out to the Milk Hershey School and or their engineers, and they're asking for a specific resolution authorizing them on the books. So what this is doing is reauthorizing specifically the agreement between the township and PennDOT, the agreement for maintenance and roundabout and lighting improvements, as well as all the deeds of dedication, temporary construction easements, and all other agreements deemed necessary associated with the Bachmanville Road roundabout project.
So, Pat, in the event that PennDOT communicated to the township that certain improvements were needed at the roundabout 3 years after the construction of the roundabout, we would likely be required as the township to make those improvements.
So if you remember correctly, the agreement between township and PennDOT, PennDOT's going to look to the township to maintain those roundabout improvements. But then the township has then moved, turned around, and entered into an agreement with the Milton Hershey School, for the Milton Hershey School to maintain there's a number of different parts of the improvements that the Milton Hershey School is responsible for. Basically, it's my understanding, everything but the travel lane of Bachmanville is state road, right? So PennDOT's responsible for Bachmanville, but there is one or two township roads that you are responsible to maintain the travel lane. But the actual roundabout, the interior of the roundabout, the landscaping, some of the stormwater outside of the right-of-way, those are all going to be proposed to be maintained by Milton Hershey. But that's by agreement between Milton Hershey and the township. Ultimately, if there is, to your point, and I thought we talked about this before when we looked at it before, but to your point, if PennDOT at some point after the improvements are put in has an issue with how some of those improvements, the lighting is a big part of the improvements as well, as to how they're being maintained, PennDOT's going to look to the township. Now, the township is then going to turn around and look at Milton Hershey, because the idea is that Milton Hershey will be on the hook for a number of those improvements and the maintenance of those going forward.
So in our agreement, and that you hit exactly on the point I wanted to make, which is I don't want us to be the middleman between PennDOT and Milton Hershey School. I think in our agreement, we just have to make, is the agreement clear, or can we make it clear that if we're told by PennDOT that improvement is to be made, that we're not going to be in the Milton Hershey School will make it because PennDOT is requesting it?
The agreement between the township and the Milton Hershey School specifically, I think there's a number of provisions, but there's one in my head that I recall specifically inserting, is that Milton Hershey School understands, agrees, and shall perform whatever maintenance that PennDOT requires of the township under the agreement between PennDOT and the township. Now, it's in there, it's an agreement, but ultimately, if Milton Hershey defaults, PennDOT's going to still look to the township.
Right, but we would have a cause of action against the Milton Hershey School. Not that we think any of this is going to happen. We don't expect that to be an issue. It's never been an issue, ever. But I just want to make sure that everybody's interests are protected and everybody has clear understanding.
And ultimately, when you have these, this is a little different because there's no land development associated with this. This is just Milton Hershey School proceeding with a traffic improvement, putting in a roundabout at Bachmanville Road. But it's similar to when you do have, actually I see Hershey Square in the audience, when you have a land development and you have a PennDOT application associated with an HOP for the developer, PennDOT's always going to look to the municipality to be the applicant. And that's it's a similar situation. PennDOT's going to enter into an agreement associated with that HOP for the development, and then we're going to turn around and have the developer responsible for certain requirements associated with those improvements. This one, there just is no land development application. It's simply Milton Hershey's proceeding with these traffic improvements. We're the applicant on the HOP. PennDOT's going to look for the township. Township's going to turn around and look for Milton Hershey.
Yeah, and there's other instances in the township, especially over the years, where we've entered into similar arrangements. I just wanted to make sure the paperwork here reflected clearly those responsibilities.
The idea is to get it all out up front before the HOP is issued and the construction reform, so everyone knows going in who's responsible for what.
Good. Okay.
And the design, the construction, all of that for the improvements, that's all on the tear sheet, and those agreements indicate that as well.
How long is the agreement between the school and the township? Is that renewed? Is it looked at every 4 or 5 years for any reason? Is it something that's just indefinite as long as the roundabout's there?
It's going to be, we can record the agreement between Milton Hershey and the township, and it's the idea is the maintenance of their requirements.
As long as the roundabout's there,
Milton Hershey will. Correct.
Ultimately. Okay.
Are there any other questions for Pat? Otherwise, we can entertain a motion.
I move that the Board of Supervisors pass resolution number 2023-16 authorizing the execution of the agreement with PennDOT for the installation and maintenance of the improvements for the proposed Bachmanville Road roundabout, together with the necessary deeds of dedication, drainage easements, temporary construction easements, and all other documents and or agreements deemed necessary for the Bachmanville Road roundabout project in accordance with HOP application numbers 270225 and 297724.
Thank you. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any comment or discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is F. It's the consideration of the second time extension for conditional approval. Preliminary Land Development and Stormwater Management Site Plan for Hershey Square Proposed Outparcel Development, Plot 1353. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we're all fairly familiar with this project. This is the preliminary plan portion, Plot 1353, which was conditionally approved by the board on December 6th of 2022. With several items needing addressed no later than June 6th of 2023. The applicant had previously requested a time extension until August 31st of 2023, which the board did grant. The applicant is again requesting a time extension until October 31st of 2023 to address the outstanding time-sensitive conditions. And, of course, some of this is wrapped up with processing the final plan and getting everything in order. So, of course, for those reasons, staff is recommending that the board approve the extension until October 31st, 2023, subject to the 9 items of my report being addressed.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Umber? I know the applicants are here. Are there any questions?
Mr. Emmerich, this is literally just a timing issue. That's it. Okay.
Any other questions? Then we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square Post Outparcel Development Plat 1353 is extended to October 31st, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 9 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda.
Your motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any further discussion, questions on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is granted unanimously.
Before you move on, Mr. Chairman, if you would like an update, we're here to give you an update of where we stand with the plan submission. If you would like, if not, that's fine.
Does the board wish to have an update on? Do you have news you'd like to share with us? We're happy to.
Sure. Ambrose Hines from Stevens and Lee, attorney for the applicant, and Brittany Holly, who's an engineer. And Holly can just fill us in where we are with the plan submission and the PennDOT submission.
Yeah, thank you. I'll try to be pretty brief with this for your sake. Very briefly, if you remember early on, we were discussing the improvements. One of the concerns was whether PennDOT was going to allow the improvements or not, or whether there would be a lot of scope creep. We made our initial application to PennDOT in early July. We received comments back from PennDOT in late July. Very simply put, the comments we received are very minor, not all that substantial at all. And there was no indication of any kind of denial or any kind of not acceptance of or any proposed scope creep. So we've addressed basically the PennDOT comments as well as the additional comments by your engineer. We've already provided follow-up submission to your engineer back a week or so ago, expecting to hopefully have review comments by them by the end of this month. Make a second submission to PennDOT early September with a second round review by PennDOT by very early part of October. At that point in time, it should be very minor comments and administrative items at which the board will then be able to take any further action on the plan because you'll know what you're getting at that point in time. So everything's moving along very smoothly and very well.
Good, that's a good update. Does anybody have any questions for Holly while she's here? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, that'll take us to item G, which is the sketch plan for the villas at the Hotel Hershey. It's plot 1377. Again, Mr. Ember.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan is filed by Hershey Entertainment and Resorts Company and represents 10 new villas that were originally proposed as part of the preliminary final subdivision plan for the cottages of Hershey at Hotel Hershey, Plat 1139. Plat 1139, the older plan, combined the two properties that comprised the Hotel Hershey site, and it also enabled a myriad of improvements at the site, including a new grand entrance, upgraded recreational opportunities, a new restaurant building, reconstructed parking facilities, and the 21 cottages originally proposed. All of the improvements have been completed except for 10 of the cottages, which were noted in 2008 to not be built until 2017. Much of the planning for these cottages was completed under Plat 1139. However, we have since adopted a new stormwater management regulations requiring a revised stormwater management plan. According to the sketch that's presented, the applicant is looking at doing one central stormwater basin to the north of the property. The 10 cottages that were not built were proposed, and I actually have the old plan here just to share with the board because I feel like this is a much better design. The old 10 cottages were served by two cul-de-sacs, basically a dead-end road that didn't offer a lot of ability for turnaround of trash trucks, fire trucks, and the like. The new proposal shows a fully looping road. Another change that was done was that, actually two other changes, the old land development plan and the new one between the two, are that the new sketch plan proposes 3 6-bedroom cottages in place of 3 4-bedroom cottages that were previously proposed. The sketch also now proposes a small mechanical building, as you can see in the southern portion of the site, to provide mechanical and housekeeping services to this end of the hotel site. In all, the proposed development proposes to disturb about 8 acres of the 226-acre site. Traffic evaluation was done for Plat 1139, bearing in mind that included the grand entrance and a little bit more robust development. We're not anticipating that adding 6 more lodging units to the change of the number of units in a unit is going to really have any impact on the traffic in any meaningful way. The site will be served by public water and sewer facilities. There's no public sidewalk proposed on the sketch plan, so it's assumed that a waiver will be requested from providing a sidewalk along the Boathouse Road frontage. I offered in my staff comments just a few items to be addressed on the plan. Basically, though, this is a sketch plan which requires no action by the board, and quite honestly, it's a rather simple modification of the previously approved plan. To the point, I don't believe there's anybody here from HNR to even comment on this. If there are any comments from the Board of Supervisors, I'd be happy to relay them back to either the consultant or HNR.
All right, the only two comments I have is I do think that in the future, even though it's a sketch plan, the applicant, even on a sketch plan, should be here. I realize everybody that Planning Commission has reviewed this, and the municipal authority, the police department, others, but you should, if we have questions, Chuck, I don't want to, it's unfair to be directing them to you when they could answer them.
So let me just note a little bit of that in all fairness. The board had asked a month or so ago that any plan that comes to the Planning Commission be at least briefed to the Board of Supervisors before it's officially on your agenda.
Okay.
And with this sketch plan, normally this wouldn't even come to the Board of Supervisors, but I brought it ahead because, just to make the board aware.
Okay.
And I did give the applicant an option to come. So I hear what you're saying.
If you brought this forward as a courtesy to us and it wasn't a required step, then that's a little different than I just want to make sure.
That's why I thought I'd point that out. So.
I will say the 3 6-bedroom cottages, there's no real difference between 3 4-bedroom cottages.
So as I understand the operation of the cottages is that you rent the bedroom as if it was a hotel room. You have the option of renting all of the bedrooms in the cottage, at which point then you get a common space. So it operates partially as a hotel and partially as a full family cottage, depending on how it's rented.
Okay. Any other questions?
So you mentioned that the sidewalks potentially would be waived. Would there be a fee in lieu of sidewalks?
There would be.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Are there any other questions for Chuck? And since this does not require any action by the board, then Chuck, great. Thank you then for the explanation. I appreciate it. And we'll move on to the next item.
Excellent. Thank you.
The next item is H. It's the authorization to conduct the 75th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Wednesday, October 18th, 2023 at 7 p.m. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am asking for authorization tonight to conduct the 75th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Wednesday, October 18th at 7 o'clock. Board of Supervisors traditionally approves this annual event due to the various roadway closures. This year's event will stage and end, as it has in previous years, at the Derry Township Community Center at 605 Cocoa Avenue. The parade will proceed on to Cocoa Avenue, make a left onto Elm, then turn onto Ridge Road, continue to Chocolate, and then back to Cocoa, and conclude back at the Community Center. This route's been used for many years, and works very well to provide both neighborhood and downtown exposure for this very popular community. Primary expenses for the event is police route coverage, parks and recreation staff time for 3 hours for the event and during the registration process, and expenses are drastically reduced because of the many volunteers that are utilized, the Friends of Derry Township Parks and Recreation, and Hershey Federal Credit Union that provide prize money, and the Hershey Company who will supply a candy donation again this year. This one's pretty straightforward, but happy to answer any questions.
Zach, you thought this was straightforward.
I just hope
so. It is straightforward, but my question is, it seems earlier this year than in years past, yeah, October 18th, and I know that we like to have rain date availability, make-up time in the month, too. Is there a reason why it's the 18th? Like, why was that date?
I think this is pretty on par of where we normally have it, okay. Just to fit in line with some of the other events in the area. Actually, I think we've actually run it earlier than this previously.
All right. Okay. Well, then, I guess it's not that true. Any other questions besides mine or Zach on this item?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Will Rex sponsor transportation for the supervisors as a walk?
Yeah, we'll have something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Then so we should all participate.
We should. Is there a motion?
I move that the board authorizes to conduct the 75th annual Hershey Parade, Halloween Parade, on Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Mr. Corrado, you got completely shut out. And I know you
I'll keep my mouth shut.
All right, motion made and seconded. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. The next item on the agenda is I. It's the request to permit the Ragnar Relay to traverse certain roadways within Derry Township on October 13th and 14th, 2023. I'll turn to Lieutenant Demmel for some discussion on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a request to permit the Ragnar Relay to traverse certain roadways within Derry Township on October 13th and the 14th, 2023. The Ragnar Relay is a 200-mile running relay from Harrisburg to Philadelphia. They utilize a staggered start system. Teams are assigned to start based on their overall team pace. This allows them to spread out runners across the 200-mile course, avoids large groupings of runners in any area, and at exchange points, inactive team members will park their vehicles briefly as they wait for the oncoming runner. After the baton is passed between teammates, the inactive participants will return to the vehicle, drive to the next exchange point to meet with the active runner on the course. Pattern continues for 36 legs between Harrisburg and Philadelphia, two of which are in Derry Township. While both state and township roadways will be utilized, there are no requirements to close any roadways, and participants will be using the shoulders of the roadways and portions of the roadways that will permit traffic to move around participants. Organizers from the event have already been in contact with PennDOT permitting office and expect approval of the permit once all appropriate permissions have been received and conditions are met.
I think we do have some questions, so I'm going to turn to the board. Questions for Lieutenant.
Hi, Lieutenant Demmel.
Hello.
I had a chance to talk to Chief Warner this morning about some concerns about this race. It's a fun race, but the runners are coming through Derry Township during daylight hours. I asked the chief just to confirm that. He said he thought they were coming through Derry in daylight.
Correct. It would be between noon and 6 p.m.
And then the other thing I mentioned to the chief was about signage. So the runners, there's 150 teams of these runners. There's 12 runners on the team. And they're running on roads in the township that most people who live here would never see runners running on these roads, because we have an amazing system of trails where runners and bikers are usually staying on those off-road places. So I had asked him about talking with HNR and or PennDOT to make sure that there is the big signage on like 743 and Church Road to let motorists know that there's going to be runners along these roads where they would never usually see runners. So he said he was going to reach out to PennDOT and HNR about that, and he would let us know.
So. And I can tell you that HNR has already agreed to provide two signboards for them.
And then also in addition to that, we can let, I know Mrs. Schweigert know, so that we can let our residents, like this is not something that's ever come through Derry Township before. The last time they came through Pennsylvania, it was from Lancaster to Poconos. So letting people know, the motorists know, that these people are going to be running on roads that there's not even a shoulder, some of them. So, and I don't know if, Olivia, if you're able to put that in the Sun, let people know that this is coming through. The more people that know to watch out for these folks, the better. So that's all I have. I don't know if the board has any questions or concerns. It's a shame that, Ragnar didn't reach out to us and ask us for a route, because we could have given him an amazing route on our trails. through the township.
I do have a question, if I could. Chucktoberfest is October 14th. Do we know the route?
It's on here, Chuck. It's on at least our briefing materials. I don't know if you have a
copy. I didn't. I was college bound today.
There is.
Looks like it goes right by your party, Chuck.
Because there is a pending request to close Cocoa Avenue for Chucktoberfest this year.
It doesn't look like it goes on Cocoa. It looks like it 422 and makes a left on the park.
Sweet.
They might want to stop by, though. That's where all the bands will be while they're waiting.
just want to try and avoid conflict with that event as well.
Yeah, and the park, I'm sure the park's open that weekend, too, for Halloween and for shape. So there'll be out-of-town folks here as well.
So they're coming up park to Devon's and making a right.
Yep.
Making a left at Devon's.
Is it left, right? A left at
Devon's. Okay.
Sand Hill to 322, and then all the way up to 422.
It will run by right by the park. The downtown park.
Do we know which leg is happening on which days? Because seriously, if we do close Cocoa and we bring a slew of runners to the intersection of Cocoa and Chocolate, where we're detouring traffic, it's not going to be pretty.
That's probably a question for the chief. The chief said he was going to reach out to Radnor today.
Well, it says the 14th and 15th. Or 13th and 14th.
Friday.
So maybe a little bit of coordination between the events, if they have to bump their route, or Park Boulevard would be their place.
I was just going to say they could run out of Park Boulevard.
All right, I just wanted to mention that because it's
Might actually be a better route. Be safer.
You may have that
issue. We could not approve it and table it, but we approve it conditionally.
We, Lieutenant Devil, do you know if this group has a timeline that they need approval from the board from?
I do not.
I mean, we have a meeting, the next meeting would be the second Tuesday of September. So.
I think the next meeting is the 13th of September. And I can tell you, having participated in some bicycling events, it's not unusual to change your route, even the day of the event.
I was going to say, Chris, I'm looking at the map here. They're coming downtown, but we could bounce them off to Park Boulevard at Ridge and then continue up to Park Avenue. And that way they would avoid the entire downtown, almost the entire downtown.
Well, I support that. So that you're not, I don't know, should we approve it conditionally, conditioned upon
altering the route?
You could approve it subject to clarifying and adjusting the route and the manner satisfactory to the township or the township or the police chief, somehow subject it to the township's approval. The route. Sounds like you're okay with the event. It's the route that may need some
adjustment. Yeah, I think the event, if you read through the details, they seem to, they have locations where they could park the vans that shouldn't interfere with residents, during the day. It wouldn't be that many people, really, and they'd be spread out about it. It's not going to be like a cluster of 125 runners that will be strung together. I agree 100% with this. It's not about some of the roads chosen are roads that I would suggest would be kind of scary to run on, but they've all signed waivers and their group is agreed. But it does make sense that perhaps we should suggest an alternate, some alternate routes to them that don't conflict with Choctoberfest and really kind of don't cause a problem for residents in every neighborhood, not just downtown. We always talk about downtown, but like, nobody wants to get stuck behind, you know, or part of the race. No offense. I know the people love to run through this community, but if it's in a short duration of time, we tend to tolerate it. So why don't we, I'll ask for a motion to approve conditioned on a satisfactory route being identified and agreed upon between the police department and community development and the race organizers. So somebody want to make that motion? Did I just make it? Okay, I made that motion. It's seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any further questions or any discussion? All right, I'll...
If I remember correctly, this morning there's 125 teams.
Right.
Of 12 people each. So there are...
But they'll only be, on this leg coming through our community, there'll only be one runner from each team, and they're staggered.
Right.
So, and there will be parking for those fans, but like the Hershey Free Church is going to be a parking site. So where they have, that shouldn't be a problem if they've chosen the right locations for parking. But we can double check that as part of the alternate route that's suggested and try to keep them away from highly traveled areas. And my gosh, I didn't want to ride a bicycle on 743.
That's crazy, man.
So we have the motion. Do we have a vote? Mike is seconded. Mr. Crowder has seconded the motion. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes. And so, Lieutenant Demo, I'll leave it up to you and Mr. Emmerich to communicate, talk to the chief, but communicate to the Ragnar folks that we'd like to work with them on an alternate route. Okay. All right. The last item on the agenda is the acceptance of a replacement financial security instrument and release of the original financial security instrument provided for the Hershey Square Shopping Center Stormwater Management Plan. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You may recall before we started the development of the out parcel at the Hershey Square Shopping Center that Bob Lowe did a fantastic job of rehabilitating the Kmart Shopping Center and adding other amenities up there. As part of that, there was originally posted a $417,348 financial security, which ultimately was reduced to $74,953. As I believe the board's also aware, Pablo or Hershey Square 2014 LP has sold the subject mall to You and Me Hershey LLC and wants to transfer that obligation of the remaining $74,953 to them. And they have provided us, You and Me have provided us a bond for that amount. So I'm looking for the board to accept the financial security in the amount of $74,953 as provided by Pond Construction Corporation, who's in agreement with you and the LLC, Hershey LLC, in the form of a bond, and enter into the agreement to provide financial security with Pond Construction Corporation and you and me, Hershey, and authorizes and release the remaining balance of the $74,953 to Hershey Square 2014 LP, of course, in exchange for the new bond. Did that all make sense? Thank you.
Only because we have what you just said in front of us, but it's not your fault. All right, I understood. I think we all understand. So really a motion. Who's brave enough to offer that?
Mr. Emmerich, we're just replacing one bond with another.
That's correct. From one person to another person.
Okay. So I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts financial security in the amount of $74,953 as provided by Pond Construction Corporation in the form of the Ohio Casualty Insurance Company bond number 01522-1267 enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Khan Construction Corporation and UME Hershey LLC and authorizes the release of the remaining $74,953 of financial security provided by Hershey Square 2014 LP in the form of Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland Bond CSV9353959 for the Hershey Square Shopping Center Stormwater Management Site Plan S2020-005.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, then please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes that have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Excuse me. That concludes new business. The next item is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. We'll start with Mr. Zamuda and go to his right. So, Mr. Zamuda, Supervisor Board or Committee Reports.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yesterday I met with a group from the Lumberyard Project as a member of the Transportation Staff Committee. We discussed road improvements, a walkthrough of the traffic issues that might crop up, egress and regress, and I voiced my concerns to them, and they discussed remedies to those concerns. This morning, we had a Transportation Staff Committee meeting. We discussed the summer concert traffic and findings. The remedies that we have put in place over the last couple of years seem to have worked and taken hold. We discussed DTMA projects and their effects on traffic management. We discussed Chocolate Avenue improvements to mitigate the pedestrian incidences that have occurred over time that we had discussed, or that I think several ladies had come up and mentioned from the plaza. So we're going to see if we can initiate some of those improvements. Let's see. And we discussed a variety of other projects and concerns, potential remedies around the township. Let's see. And at the East Dairy and Watermelon, we found out today that the installation of the overhead light will be at no cost to the township. And that was met with great hue and cry, and we were very happy with that. And that's all I have.
Which would be the exact opposite, hue and cry.
Yes, I mean,
that's okay.
We were all happy.
Thank you very much for that.
But we were crying in joy.
In joy. Good. Thank you.
Especially Natalie, since it was in Elmore.
All right, Mr. Corrado.
Nothing to report.
This is not.
September 30th, and that's sponsored through Downtown Hershey Association and held at the Firehouse. It's not been held, I think, for a couple of years, but it is back on, and we're looking forward to another successful event as it has been in the past. National Night Out was a big success for us. We enjoyed seeing everyone, and we'll end with 83 calls for the month of July, or August, actually.
Just a quick question. Somebody reached out to me and inquired. Was there, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, a reported vehicle that had overturned in the Derry Woods development?
That was today. That was a couple hours ago, actually.
Okay. So, question, with the, based on the mutual aid agreements we have with surrounding municipalities, should another, like for a call like that, what is our process or policy for who responds first, right?
So we have box assignments that are done in cooperation with the chiefs locally. So it depends where the call is. So if you go out, for instance, Middletown Road, I can refer to that a lot easier, that Homelstown's on an automatic dispatch depending upon what the incident is or what it would be, structure fires, those kind of things. They're on an automatic dispatch. Depending on how far it comes down, you can even get Middletown coming up. This particular box location, I don't believe, has an automatic mutual aid response. We could be there, or timing puts us there, and we have plenty of resources to be able to handle that event.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
If you have any further clarifications, let me know, and I'll be happy to get that for you and get you in touch with the proper people.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Public Works, Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're in the process of wrapping up one of our final larger pavement repair jobs on East Main Street in the area of the District Justice Office in the Hilton Hotel. We want to wrap that up this week before Lord Office starts school. And the other thing is we have gotten insurance information from the contractor for the sidewalks on Waltonville Road. They should be starting, I'm hoping, in the next week or two here on that.
Good.
That's all. Good.
Good. Thank you, Tom. Elaborate, Ms. Jacobine.
Thank you, and thank you for the sponsorship for the grant as well. The library will be closed on Monday, September 4th for Labor Day, as well as Monday, September 18th, and that is for staff training. I'd also like to let everyone know that the library is hosting a costume swap, so you can stop by the children's desk to drop off clean costumes in good repair, and then you can get a ticket that you can then redeem for a new costume on Saturday, September 23rd. So it's a great way to clean out closets, and even if you don't want those tickets, to get new ones, if you have kids that no longer need their costumes anymore, you're welcome to bring those. We can distribute them as well.
Good. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Good. That's a good idea. Thank you. All right, Ms. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Thank you. Just a reminder that now that school is back in session, the outdoor pool will be closed during the week, but we will be open the next 2 weekends through Labor Day, and then we'll close for the season after that and transition back inside to our indoor leisure pool and Latin competition pool.
And Township Engineer, Mr. Stone.
Is a one the just update the flashing signs at the intersection of Coco and Brook have been installed for the pedestrian crossing by the rec center. That they're in a couple weeks ago and operational. And also, as Supervisor Nutt had mentioned, we have developed some guidance for speed humps, identifying some criteria as to, you know, which roadways they may be appropriate for or not when there's a request that comes in, and evaluate based on travel speeds and volume and traffic and community support, that sort of thing. So we distributed that to the transportation group previously, got some feedback. We're going to make a couple last tweaks, and then we'll get that back over to the township to publicize, both on the website and get that out to everybody so they know what guidance we're looking at.
Thank you very much. Mr. Emmerich, Community Development.
Nothing further this evening, thank you.
Our Township Manager, Mr. Crispin.
No report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right, so that'll take us to the next visitor public comment session. Anybody wishing to come forward, this is the time to do so. All right, seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close that visitor public comment session, and that takes us to the end of our meeting. Adjourned. So we need a motion, a second, and a vote to adjourn. Sometimes we do a mad scramble at the end. We ask that everybody just kind of, if you haven't left before now, give us a chance. So is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. Oh, sorry.
I do just want to announce I have a very, very brief executive session item regarding real estate.
You have now established yourself as the most unpopular
person.
So, is there a let us?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Made by Mr. Smitty to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Our meeting is adjourned. We will meet in the executive session. Mr. Armstrong promises for just a